Now that we have our machine learning model built and deployed as an API, it is now time to start connecting the Azure Data Factory to Azure ML. But if you remember from our ADF process, the very first thing we do need to do before we actually even create the ADF is we need to come up with a design and an architecture for what exactly we want to do. And that's what this next slide is going to take us through. It's going to walk us into what exactly do we need to do first. First of all, we are going to have a file that lists square footage of houses. And we're going to have that file stored out in Azure Blob Storage. And what we're going to do with that, we're going to pull that into an ADF activity. This activity is going to interact and call that machine learning API that we previously created. It's going to get our predictions back, and then it's going to end up outputting that result out into Azure Storage again. And hopefully that output result will have the square footage of the house, and then it will have a predicted price that the realtor company should set for that house. So that's the high level architecture design we have there. The next part, now we're going to jump into a demo of how we want to build that. So let me close out of those slides for a second. The first thing I wanted to do is open up this file that is available in the laboratory resources along with your laboratory manual. But this is just simply a file that shows your square footage of living space, and then it is a column listing those are various different houses and what the square footage of that house is. So the first house has a square footage of 980 and so forth going down that column. I just wanted to point out that file because that's what it looks like and that's what we're using to run against our models. But I have previously created a storage account for us, and it's just a general purpose storage account. It has one container in it. I named it house data. Within that container, we're going to add the file that we were just looking at. And I demo this feature because now in the Azure portal, you can actually upload files in the portal. So let's just quick take a look through that. Click on the upload button up above and it brings up another blade. Now you can navigate out and you can find the file. In our cases, the file name is newhouses.csv. Click on open, then upload that file. And the file is not super big, so it should upload fairly quickly. You can see it's already there. And now we have our data file out in our Azure storage account. So we've designed our architecture and we have our file, our starting file in place. Now what we need to do, the next step is we actually need to create our data factory. So I'm going to close out of a couple of these. I am going to go back to, I created a new resource group to do our work in. So I'm going to add a new data factory within that resource group. Click on add. I want to create a data factory. I don't see it on this screen, so I will search across the top for data factory. It brings it up. I will click on that. And then let's click on create. And now we're brought to a screen. I'm going to name mine Ryan S-ADFML-DF. I'm going to use the existing resource group and the location. You can specify whatever works best for you. I'm going to leave it at the default of East US. I will click on the create button there. This also shouldn't take very long. Should go fairly quickly. You can notice up in the upper right, you can look through some of the deployments and what's happening. You can also see things that have failed. Some data factories that are failed, maybe need to take a look at those. But right now it's working on deploying a new data factory for us. We will wait a few seconds while that continues to work. This is back to the resource group we just created. Now you'll notice a message just appeared in the upper right-hand corner. It just disappeared up there that told us our data factory had actually been created. So if I refresh the screen for my resource group, I now see the data factory is there. Ryan S, ADFML, DF. After we've created our data factory, the next thing we need to do is we need to start defining and setting up our linked services. So the first link service we need to set up is we need to set up a link service to our Azure storage account that we have just created. But before I do that, we're going to need the key from our storage account. My storage account is named Ryan S Store, but I'm going to click on that and I'm going to try to find my key here. It's fairly easy to find your key. It'll show up in this column. There's an access keys portion. Click on that. It now shows you your keys. I am going to copy key one. Click to copy. Now key one is stored in my clipboard. And I will also need to know the name of my storage account, which is Ryan S Store. Those will be important when setting up a link service. Go back into your data factory. It opens up this screen. We're going to go into the author and deploy. So we'll click on author and deploy. It brings up this screen. We want to create a new linked service. And it's actually going to be a new data store type of linked service. So we can click on this button right here, new data store, and we're going to choose Azure Storage. And it fills in most of the default JSON for you. So it's not going to be too complicated. You need to replace right here, account name. I'm going to replace mine with Ryan S Store, because that's the name of my storage account. And you need to replace the less than or greater than signs account key. You need to replace that with the account key that I previously pulled off of my access key for my storage account. Once you have those set, you can hit the deploy button and it will successfully deploy that for you. The next thing we need to do is we need to create a new compute linked service. This one is just a little bit different for us, but here's how it will work. Instead of clicking on new data store, go over to this more button, pull that down and click on new compute. And you'll notice there are a number of different compute options you have available, an on-demand HDI cluster, a regular HDI cluster. The one we're interested is in Azure ML. So let's click on that. And you'll notice it brings up a screen for us, and we need to specify an ML endpoint, and we also need to specify an API key. And this one right here, the bottom one, I am just going to empty that out. We're not going to worry about that at this point. But in order to get the ML endpoint and the API key, we need to go back to our web service management screen for the previous machine learning API that we deployed, and it was in the consume tab. So I've clicked over there. If you remember in the previous video, I called out this screen that it would be important. So what we need to do is we need to copy our primary key, and then we need to go back into ADF and we need to specify the API key. So specify that in there. And then the ML endpoint, what we need there, let's go back to that screen again, and it is the very bottom one. So copy that one, go back and replace that as the ML endpoint. Once you have that set and copied in there, click on the deploy button. And you'll notice that one deploys pretty quickly. You can see in the upper right, it successfully deployed as well. Now we need to start specifying a few data sets. We need a data set for the input and a data set for the output. So bring down the more and open up new data set. And it's an Azure Blob type of data set. This one is going to be a little bit easier. I'm just going to copy in and paste some code into here, some JSON. If you want to know where this JSON is, it comes with the laboratory resources. It's in a file named azureblobinput.txt. But I just wanted to copy it in here. We'll quickly walk through a couple of things. The type is Azure Blob, and it links up to the link service named Azure Storage Link Service that we just created. A couple of things that are important in here. It specifies the file name as newhouses.csv. That's the name of the file we previously uploaded and put in our storage account. And we put it in the folder path of house data. House data was the name of the container we created in our storage account. That's pretty much all that's relevant here in our Azure Blob input. Let's deploy that out. And it deployed successfully. We're going to add one more data set. Let's create an Azure Blob output. And I'm going to do a similar thing. I'm going to control, copy and paste some data for, or some JSON code out here for this one. And you'll notice it looks fairly similar to the other one. It has a type of Azure Blob. It also references the same linked service. This time the file name is house prices because we want our new file that we produce with predicted prices, we want it to have a different file name so that it doesn't overwrite what's out there. And again, we're gonna store it into the same container, house data. That is there, and that is successful. We're gonna deploy that. Now what we have left to do, we need to create a pipeline with an activity in it. So in order to do that, let's just go into the more and let's click on new pipeline. And like we did before, I'm just going to copy in the JSON code, which is available in mlpipeline.txt. So if you can get it there. And there it is. The name of this is mlpipeline. We give a brief description using Azure Machine Learning API. We have one activity within here, and it's an Azure ML batch execution type of activity. And you can provide a little description there. You can see we have the Azure Blob input and the Azure Blob output specified for our inputs and our outputs. And it links into this linked service. And we have some start and end date specified. These are actually specified in the past, which means that as soon as we deploy this, it's actually going to go out and run this ADF right away. There are some extra steps at the end of the lab that allow you to go in and change and play with those start and end dates so that you can schedule this around the current date, whatever the current date is you're watching this video. But I'm going to click on deploy this, and it's going to start deploying that. And since it's a pipeline specified in the past, now it's actually going to go out and start running this. And I'm going to take us back to this screen. And we should see our diagram if we click in here on our diagram. We'll give it a couple seconds to come up. And you'll notice it looks like everything ran through successfully. We see check marks at the beginning and check marks at the end. The last thing we actually really want to check, we notice there are no errors here. We notice there's a pipeline and it tells us we have one activity and it tells us that it's currently running. So we will give it a couple seconds to finish running. while we're waiting for that to successfully know whether it ran or not, one of the best ways to know is to actually go out into our storage account and look to see if that new houseprices.csv file is out there. So we can go take a look out there and see if it's available. Let's go back to our storage account. We will click on our blob. We'll go into our container. And we will see, hey, we see there's a new houseprices.csv file is out there. We can click on that. We can download it. Let's save that. Let's open it up. And it will open it up in an Excel file. And let's get a look at what it looks like. Hey, this looks just like we were hoping our file would look like. It lists the square footage of all of those houses we have. Plus, it also lists the price that we should specify when we list that house. So that was a success for us. Anyhow, that was an example, and that was a walkthrough of how do you actually call machine learning from within Azure Data Factory. And again, there are lab documents to help you be able to walk through and recreate this demo on your own. But I hope this gave you a good idea of the difficulty involved. It's not super difficult involved in actually calling Azure Machine Learning from within Azure Data Factory. So good luck trying to recreate this lab on your own. There's a couple other videos in this series, so I hope to see you in those.